Hi, everyone. You're listening to What's in the Hat, and we're here at CITR on 101.9 FM and here on the traditional Musqueam lands. So today is a special live episode, and we have many of the fellows here today, and we're all members of the disability community who like to have fun and draw questions from the hat. So happy to have you here today. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Jaden.
Hello.
So let's get started. We're going to pull some random questions that the fellows came up with and see what we get. So let's go. And for anyone listening in, you can think of your own answers to these very interesting questions. Okay, Vicky, let's pull a question. Da-da-da, what is it? And if you can read it for us.
Oh. From the fellow five question, what is your relationship with disability?
Okay, I'll go first. I would say my relationship with the disability community is kind of new, in terms of I used to tutor, do computer tutoring, and now I teach people with disabilities about social media, and even more than that, we are just a really fun group that gets to make content together. So that's the newest development in my life. But I've learned a lot about how disability just makes the world a brighter, more colorful, interesting place. What about you, Vicky?
So my relationship with disability is maybe start in high school, because I got bullied around like the grade 8, a lot of people didn't understand about my reading disability, so people just bullied me. Then I'm very grateful I found a teacher in the life skill class. They teach me about the life skill stuff, and then the teacher told me, say, don't be shy about your disability, just do what you love to do. And then from high school, I just do a lot of normal sport with the normal team, and then I felt like happy, and then I really like kind of say, who cares about disability, just be like a normal person, and then nobody know you have the disability inside of you.
Yeah, okay, that's awesome. I think like having great teachers in your life are so important, and having those mentors, so I love that you got that experience and turned maybe what was a negative experience in school into a good one. So, yeah, what about you, Jaden?
I kind of had the same way as her. Going through high school with a disability was, like, challenging. In, like, grade 8, I got the same treatment as her. But I didn't, like, know it was happening to me because I didn't really, like, care much. But in, like, PE class, I would kind of see it, like, when I would not get past the ball, or like, oh, I would not get picked for a sport, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm probably not going to get picked because of this reason. So as I got through high school into grade 11, 12, I kind of just, like, stopped caring what people think. And when I would get the ball, I would just show my talent immediately. And then, yeah, everything kind of just worked out. And now people want me on their team more.
That's awesome.
So it's like I was here the entire time.
Yeah. And just repping the Special Olympics hat currently.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Both Vicky and Jaden are Special Olympics athletes, so just wanted to shout that out too. Like, yeah, what's your experience been with Special Olympics?
It's great. I am the fast swimmer, and then I'm the represent Team BC. I'm going to the Canada game. I'm playing tonight. So it was great experience.
Tonight? Oh, I didn't realize you were going tonight. That's awesome.
It was a great experiment. It's like, found a small plant, a flower, and then now it bloomed up to a beautiful, like, a roses of me, who I am right now as a strong swimmer.
Wow, awesome. Mm. And Jaden, what about you for Special Olympics?
I play goalie for my soccer team, so my provincials was very stressful and tiring. I didn't get much sleep, but I powered through it, and we got first place, and now I'm, like, I think I'm going to be going to Nationals in next August in Medicine Hat, so it'll be really fun and exciting, but there's more training for me to do.
Congrats, that's awesome. Well, you'll have the honors of picking our next question from the hat. Da-da-da.
Yeah. Good. Can you do a funny voice or impression?
Oh, I definitely can. What about you, Vicky? I know you got one in you.
I can't do one either.
What? Oh. Not a funny voice?
Vicky, you've done one recently on the podcast, an episode that's coming out later, I think next month. Do you remember which one that was?
I am the Mickey Mouse.
I thought it was Mario.
I'm pretty sure it was Mario.
Mario, Luigi. Yee-hoo.
Nice. Okay, let's pull another one. Da 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 da. What's in the hat?
What is your funniest pet?
Funniest pet?
Fantasy.
Fantasy pet. Like a dream animal, like it could be real or not real, that you would have as a pet. Or maybe just an uncommon pet. For me, I think I've said this in a podcast before, but I have always wanted a pet skunk with the smelly parts. I guess you can get those taken out. And then they seem very cuddly, and some people have them as pets. But what about you guys? Like, what would you have as your fantasy animal, fantasy pet?
For me, is the Superman have a dog? Kind of when you blow the whistle, and then the dog just came out like very crazy, and the dog really have a good power, like to bite all the ball and then break all the camera. It's like a so crazy. I love it.
Oh, yeah, so like a crypto dog with a super speed, basically. Am I getting that right?
I haven't watched Superman. Crypto, the
yeah,
dog.
Crypto the evil dog.
Yeah, the crypto.
Yeah.
And for you, Jaden, what's your fantasy pet?
Maybe an armadillo.
Armadillo.
I don't know. I mean,
I haven't thought about armadillo in a long time.
I guess it would be kind of cool because they roll up into a ball and like whenever they get scared.
Yeah, you could play games with it.
Yeah, fetch would probably be not the greatest idea because they are a little bit slow. But just hide and seek because they can roll up and dig themselves into something, and trying to find them would be fun to do.
Nice. Okay, let's pull another question.
Who is your favorite musical artist or group, past and present?
Favorite musical artist?
Yeah, past or present, like group.
Oh, okay. Mine is Fleetwood Mac because I think they are very classic, and I also like the 1970s in general, especially the clothes and the music. But what about you guys? What about you?
For me, is I like my the Thai artist, Sabai. It's my number one artist because I always listen to the music. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like fun. And I hope one day I will meet my Thai Sabai in front.
Yes, I see on Instagram you use their songs a lot on your
Yes.
Post,
oh, yeah, so she does.
Awesome.
Yes.
Because I want to like that the DJ know I'm listening to your song. Nice. And hope for you understand me.
Awesome. What about you, Jaden?
Recently, I've been listening to Alex Warren. He's a pop artist that originally started from the Hype House, and he creates songs about love, about just how his life has been. And his deluxe album of You'll Be a White Kid came out, and there's like 7 new songs, and they've been really like helping me get through like the day. Like whenever like I'm stressed or tired or just like really sad, I turn on Alex Warren and like my mood just goes away.
Nice.
And the crazy part is that his tour was named he named his tour I think like Better Than Therapy or something like that. Uh-huh. And so like I do use him as therapy.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
I mean, it's more easier than like talking, just like maybe listening is like more better for me, yeah.
I see. I get it. And Vicky, you got another question pulled there. What is it?
So, would you rather be a sleeping beauty that sleep 12 hours a day
or what? Or a witch, a magnificent witch, but have the fuzziest personality. So let me reread that question because I know that was quite long for us. So, would you rather everyone keep in mind, the fellows wrote these questions and they're amazing. So be a sleeping beauty that sleeps 12 hours a day or a magnificent witch but have the fuzziest personality. For me, I like the sound of having a fuzzy personality, and I think I would like to be a magnificent witch. What about you?
For me, I want to be the sleeping beauty because I can sleep in the water. I can sleep anywhere for 2 hours in the water. Nice. I don't mind it.
In the water? You sleep in the water too?
You nice. Probably drown more faster than sleeping.
And what about you, Jaden?
I guess maybe a witch. I don't know. I like to be evil. I would just...
You would like to be evil.
Mm, yeah.
I see. Okay, let's go on to our next one.
If you could be any video game character for a day, who would you choose and what would you do? That's an interesting one.
That's a good one. I'm going to leave it. You guys are both streamers, not me. So I'm going to push that question to you.
Thank you.
For me, it's the Mario. Dun, 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 dun. I like the Super Mario car.
Let's see. Well, there's a game that I recently, but I love to play called Life is Strange, and I feel like one of those characters I would probably be. I'm forgetting the character's name, but I would love to be in that world because it's so cool. So I keep forgetting the character's name, but if I could, I would probably be him because it's a cool game and it sounds like a cool, messed up thing to be a part of.
I've heard of the game Life is Strange and... I haven't played it, but I do agree that life
it's
is
good.
Strange. So I think that sounds fun to me. Okay, Vicky, what's your next one?
If you were to host your own podcast or radio show, not this one, what you call it and what would it be about?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to ask you guys first because
it's weird because I was just talking about this with Matthew. Like, oh, one day I'll let this question's kind of pointed towards, wow. I don't know what I would call my podcast. Maybe like just chilling with Jaden, something like that.
For me, I might just, because I already done the Tell Us podcast, so my podcast name will be the Vicky with the Journey. So you'll know about my journey from high school till now, and now I'm kind of in the film industry, people, so I'm kind of a bit busy.
Ah, you're kind of a big deal is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you. Cool. Okay, let's pull one more, and then we're going to take a little break.
I got the last one. Oops. Two, I'm going to see. That's weird. Okay. This is going to be the same question as I pulled, but... Why not? Who is or are your favorite video game characters? Because it's the same one.
Oh, yeah. Let's pull a different one.
Yeah. Okay.
Too similar.
My gosh.
And I'm not much of a gamer, so my answer's not going to be that good. It's going to be disappointing.
Be a good one. Oh, this one's going to get us talking. What are your thoughts on AI?
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's keep it short, as short as we can. Oh, wow. I would say for myself... I definitely use it for a fair amount of work, but it does scare me a little bit, especially the art piece, because I don't think it's fair when AI uses different images from different artists and things like that, and they don't get the proper credit that they deserve. Those are my shortened thoughts.
Mm.
But what about you, Vicky?
For me, I'm lazy, as you know, so I just tell the Hey Siri, close the light, and Siri, close the light. That's it. I use AI just for opening the lights, closing the light, opening the computer. That's it. And rest is all hands on.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Siri, lights. And it just turns on.
Nice. And what about you, Jaden?
I mean, I don't mind AI, but I am getting... a little bit scared as well because all the stuff that they're bringing out. So I'm like, oh, what's going to happen in the next couple of years to people? Are we going to get like replaced or I don't know. It's gonna get weird, probably.
It is gonna get weird. I agree.
I mean, the phone. I mean, like AI on the phone is already pretty cool, but now it's like, oh, it could probably take over the world.
Exactly. And on that note, Lou will be back in a minute or two after a brief break, and we'll have two new fellows taking the hot seat. But thank you, Vicky and Jaden.
Fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free. But if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
And welcome back. And we have some new fellows here back from our break. Let them introduce themselves. Welcome, Alice and Shruti. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shruti.
All right. Thanks for coming on, guys. So we're going to start off with something different. We've been pulling questions from the hat, but now we're going to move on to our fun card game that we like to play during our show. So the card game is from In With Forward, and it gets people to think about different memories associated with different things. So we have images and memory prompts I'm going to go with for today. And I'm going to ask you, Alice and Trudy, image or memory?
Image.
Image. Okay. So I'm going to describe the image that you choose. So why not you pull a card? Da-da-da-da. Okay, so if you can describe with words what this image looks like, and then afterwards we're going to think of a memory.
And maybe like a map? That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I would say that's close. Yeah. To me, it looks like maybe some abstract art, but yeah, it also kind of looks like a map or a road.
Maybe some kind of art piece.
Yeah, it's sort of black and white, and then there's some colors interspersed, some shapes. Yeah, quite abstract image, I would say. Some memories for myself don't come immediately to mind with this, but Alice and Trudy, what do you associate with this image first? And if you could describe it to me. Like, for myself, I would say this kind of looks like there's a community where I'm from in California that's very modern, and there's a lot of, like, black and white buildings and also, like, a lot of modern art. kind of reminds me of the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Yeah, I would say that one. The Vancouver Art Gallery and an art exhibition.
Yes, yeah. So we've spent a lot of time at the Art Gallery. But yeah, I think that's a good one. So should we do a memory one just to mix it up?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Ooh, okay. Alice has done this one before, but I think it's a good question. It's kind of deep, so everyone get ready. Tell us a story about a body of water or land that shaped you. Kind of interesting question. So, like, maybe it's an ocean or a lake or a pool.
One of the bodies of water that has associated me are the five Great Lakes that share both Canada and United States.
Mm, why? That's why is that for you?
Because either you can imagine yourself swimming in the lake or ocean or like using something from the nature, like rocks and twigs, to like build a castle, or even imagine you're at the beach building a sandcastle.
Nice. I really like the visual of that. Also, like crossing borders and things like that. The water is nature doesn't have borders necessarily, so that's really cool. What about for you, Alice? What's a body of water or land? Or sorry, no, body of water that shaped you.
Mexico in the ocean.
And why is that?
Well, first, it's very clear. I don't like the salty taste, but I like the clear water. Mm-hmm. It's different than the water here, and it's not as cold.
Different and in what way? What is the color? Like more blue, it's like, more green?
Turquoise. Mm. And also the memory of going with mom to Mexico. We might go back. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's move on to our hat questions. Okay. What's the question, Alice?
So, Trudy, if you have any animal as a roommate, which one would you pick and why?
Pick carefully.
Repeat the question.
Alice? If you have any animal as a roommate, which one would you pick and why?
All right, if I have an animal as a roommate, yes, which if one you would had I one pick roommate. And why?
Yes.
Good question. Well, I do have a few pet animals in my head, so it's hard to choose. So I would pick a puppy, a kitten, and a hamster.
We have three there.
Because they're full of bundle and joy, and I would love to take care of them just the way I take care of little kids.
Oh, that's nice. Cute. That's sweet.
There, very nurturing soul, Shruti. I love that.
Okay, you can ask me now your question.
And if you could read your question, Shruti.
What is a surprising or unique trait about yourself?
Ah, this question. I would say that not a lot of people know that I've said this one a lot before, but I have a good singing soprano voice.
yes.
And it's like Disney Aurora voice, or like any kind of like, not like high pitch like Mariah Carey or Ariana Grande, but maybe in the middle.
Mm.
It's like I have a good voice, but I have stage fright, so I have to work on.
Do you sing in the shower?
Yes.
Nice. So I sing in the shower too, but like it's not very good.
So that's my surprising treat that not many people know.
Alice, do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Karaoke song?
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many.
Name like three that you...
I like, you know, Shake It to the Max. That's my new favorite song. It's stuck in my
that's
head.
That's a new one, yeah.
That's one of them, yeah.
Cool. And Trudy, what about you? Do you have a surprising or unique trait about yourself that maybe... people who don't know you would not predict.
Something that not many people know about you.
Well, I do have a few. Like, I am sweet, innocent, kind.
Those are good ones.
Hardworking, diligent, and responsible.
I would agree, but I wouldn't say that's that surprising, Shruti. You seem very sweet.
Let's say shocking. Do you have one that's shocking that not many people would suspect or know about you? would you know? Is there one surprising trait about you, like one shocking that not many people will know, like that surprises people? Like,
oh, I see. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, is there one about yourself that people will be, oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
A shocking surprise? Like,
yes, about yourself that not many people would know. Like, whoa.
Like maybe you have like, you can, you're crazy good at like diving or something really random that people wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
It's also okay if you don't have one.
Well, well, I do have. Well, I do have one positive one and like one a little bit like negative. One thing positive is that I start singing and like nobody knew I was a good singer.
There we go, another one. We're on the same page in that one. No, that's neat. There we go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And also, when I start getting emotional out of the blue because of bad anxiety, because during midnight I had kind of a disagreement with my friend, or like also when I start to get emotional, no one can figure out why that's happening. So that's where like, I take time to process myself, even though I know what's going on.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's totally valid. That's a good answer. Yeah, yes. Great answer. Okay, let's pull a new one.
Another question.
What is it, Alice?
Another question for you, Trudy. What is your favorite movie? What would you say your favorite movie is?
Or like top three. You don't
maybe
have to
maybe
just
three,
one. I know it's a hard question.
Three movies you like.
Hmm, that's a good question. Well, to be honest, like, I don't watch movies much, so I don't have a favorite movie. So all I can tell you is that I'm open to watching, like, any type of movie except for, like, horror,
action,
and thriller movies.
Alice loves the spooky ones.
Yeah, I'm the random one that I love horror and I don't get scared.
I'm jealous. I am definitely a scaredy cat.
Since I was a kid, I could watch
by those kind of movies. I can't. I have to close my eyes, close my ears. Yep. It's too much. All right, next question.
You can ask me this one. Wait, which one? Nickname? Or is it that one? Oh, it's this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You did that.
Here, you can ask me this question.
What are your nicknames?
Ah, the nickname ones. Okay, let's
Alice
see.
Alice is the nickname. The
Alice, Alice in Wonderland, B-Girl Owl. What it was? There's a few. what's another one?
What's your nickname for me, and what's your new nickname for Shruti?
Oh, I have to think on that one. Hannah is B-Girl Hannah, and Matthew is B-Boy Krusty. And the Big Money Matthew.
There's so
Shruti,
many.
Trudy, we need to
like
think of one
each.
For you. Yeah, we got to think of one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give it a think.
What do you think would be a good nickname for you?
Or do you have one already?
Well, I know you guys haven't thought of it, but I have a couple.
Okay,
oh, there you go.
Share, please share.
Okay, what are yours then?
It can be Shroot. Tutti Frutti.
Oh, I like that Tutti one. I like the Tutti Frutti one. Okay, we'll call that one.
And Girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Okay, next question from the hat.
Another question for you, Trudy. If you were a singer, what kind of music would you sing?
If I was a singer,
what kind of music would you sing?
I would sing either Bollywood or Hollywood music.
I do Bollywood.
Oh, nice.
So that would be me.
What about you, Alice?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. we were saying last time the Disney music. Disney princess music.
I see that for you. Or maybe
I was
like
go to Disneyland and sing like Disney princess when I'm there.
I feel like you have a big personality for like Broadway or something.
Yeah, I have like the Broadway kind of person, so maybe Broadway music.
Yeah.
But But not too cheesy.
Not too cheesy, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe Wicked from Wicked. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Okay, let's pull one more question, and then we're going to swap out for two new fellows.
From the five questionnaire. So, Shruti, what one thing on your bucket list?
So, what's one thing on your bucket list? Big or small?
One thing on my bucket list is to head to Dubai on vacation.
Nice.
Ride a camel? No.
And would you try some of that Dubai chocolate? I don't know why that's been all over my social media lately.
It might have been because of the... I think there was like contamination in
it. Oh, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they've been getting recalled recently in Canada, I believe. I'm not sure if it was North America or Canada. That might have been why it's on the feed.
I saw those a lot. Matthew, by the way, for everyone listening.
There you go.
Oh, well, I was talking about the pistachio Dubai chocolate that I was seeing. Oh, that makes me sad, but hopefully they get it under control and then we can start eating more chocolate again. What about you, Alice? What's one thing on your
bucket list? Oh my god, there's too many things.
Today. If you could do anything today.
Today? I wanted to go to a hip-hop concert with Mom, and we're going August 31st to a hip-hop concert.
What's the concert?
It's like with Ndidi. She's going.
Oh, cool.
Hip-hop
cool.
Rapper, singer. We met her at the Break the Beat workshop.
Very cool. Okay, so they're local to Vancouver.
They will be with her singer... Boyfriend Pows, Mr. Pows. I'm gonna go meet him. That was on my bucket list. He knows. Shout out to Pows. I'm gonna go meet him, and we're going for Car Free Day in Burnaby. So that was on my bucket list. We're going.
Very, very, very cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're gonna head off for a quick break, and we'll be back with two new fellows. You're listening to What's in the Hat on CITR 101.9 FM on Musqueam Land, and we'll be back in a second.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Welcome back! This is What's in the Hat? On CITR 101.9 FM, we're here at UBC on traditional Musqueam land, and I'm here with two new people. So now we have Jeanette and Raymond. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raymond. I'm Jeanette. Okay, so I'm going to pull another card. So we were playing beforehand a In With Forward card game where we're going to think of memories that are jogged from different images or different words. So if anyone listening in, you can play along too. The first thing that comes to mind. So question for you, Jeanette, image or memory? What are you going for?
Image.
Okay. Great choice. Since you're too far away, I'm going to pick one for you.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to do this one because I think it's really cool. So this is the image. And can you describe it for people listening?
To me, I don't know why, but it reminds me of a couple things. Like, what I'm seeing in the image is like a Van Gogh kind of painting.
Yes.
It's quite beautiful and quite elaborate and quite mysterious, actually. And mm-hmm. it also kind of, I know you didn't say memory, but it kind of reminds me of like an art piece that I had to do for a commission. Right. And it was like out of a plane kind of like thing that my yes. client, he took a picture of something out of a plane. So it looked like his favorite picture was in like outside of a plane. So then I had to recreate that in my own style. It's quite a fun project. And this kind of reminds me of that. It was quite neat. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So for anyone listening, this is the image kind of looks like an airplane window peering out. But as Jeanette described, the outside of the window actually kind of looks like a Van Gogh, like water scene. There's mm-hmm. ocean. There's kind of fog lights, boat lights, and stars in the sky. It's very beautiful. But Raymond, yeah. for you, what do you see in this image, or what does it remind you of?
It probably reminds me of like a starry night by inspired by like those art Mandela arts, and inspired by like it looks like it's from like. That usually come from a view of the plane outside the waterfront area of a night sky.
Absolutely, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. It also reminds me of Starry Night, but yeah, also like being on the waterfront. Beautiful. Okay, cool. So let's pull our first questions from the hat. Jeanette, you seem ready, so I'm going to have you do your question first, okay. And you can ask Raymond.
Oh, yeah. I asked Raymond, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Raymond, if you could design your very own video game, what would it be about and what would you call it?
Well, for me, I would like to design my own video game, which is like a game that provides fun puzzle games and other like problem solving games and also like, and I design a game that you collect. Collect currency to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like my kind of game. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I love puzzles.
Yeah, it's fun. Puzzle,
yeah. Perfect.
You're so creative.
Yeah. Jeanette, do you have an idea on, like, if you were to design a video game, what would it be about?
I think, I know, I'm not trying to steal ideas, but I want to steal part of that idea. So I think I want to go more specific, though, with the puzzle theme. So maybe be like one of my paintings or one of my favorite paintings of Jim Carrey. Like, I would, like, maybe make a puzzle game on his paintings of Jesus. I know I'm not that religious, but I like the way he paints it because it's very stylized. So mm-hmm. I might do puzzle games based on how Jim Carrey paints certain things.
Ooh, very creative. I love that. Thanks. And do you have a game name? I know it's kind of hard on the spot.
That's hard. I guess maybe Jeanette Carrie's Puzzles. I'm just making it up.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, let's pull another question.
Okay. Do you have a question, Raymond?
What question?
From the hat. What's in the hat? Exactly.
Yay, there
thanks,
you
Raymond.
Go.
And if you could read it to us.
Who inspires you the most?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, I think Jeanette has an answer. Yes. So we'll let her go.
Jim Carrey. I love him. I love him so much. Oh, my God. If I ever got a chance to meet him, I'd die out of my seat.
And why does he inspire you?
I think the reason I keep having dreams of meeting him and manifesting, like, what I love about him, like, not because I'm in love with him or anything like that, but, like, I've always wanted to play, like his daughter in a film or be painting beside him, like learning from him, being like his prodigy, because he's just so like porous and real and really nice to everybody. Like, he's such a good, kind-hearted soul. Like, I want to emulate what he does and put it into my own life. Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks. And what about you, Raymond? Who inspires you the most?
Well, for me, I like the... I really inspired the Kelly Haynes, the ventriloquist.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen this ventriloquist, but I am intrigued. Is it from like a show, or how did you find this person?
Well, I found it from where I volunteer at a kids art program, and I volunteer every Saturday. One Saturday of the month, we host like one performer and towards the kids, and we help out them, help them with setting up and taking out.
Very
chairs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I feel like I could see you as a ventriloquist right
now. Yeah,
you could have a puppet that you carry around.
Muppet,
yeah.
I, like,
yeah.
Where I can't move my mouth, so to speak. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You're so skilled, Raymond.
Have either of you watched The Muppets? Do you have a favorite Muppet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like Hermit the Frog.
Yeah, I love Kermit.
I like Hermit,
I'm sorry,
too.
Kermit. I get the mixed up.
Kermit.
And Peggy. Peggy? Or is it Peggy?
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Yes,
Miss Piggy.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes.
She's so cute. She's so like a diva. I love her so much.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's pull another question.
Yeah.
Okay. What would your brand name be? What would you call your first album?
Band name.
Band name.
My brand name could work too, I guess. Yeah. A band name for you, Raymond? Maybe, Jeanette, you think of one for Raymond.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, what is it?
Raymond and the Cool Cats.
I love it. I love it.
I just thought of it because he's a cool dude. Yeah.
Or like Ray and the Cool Cats.
Oh, that's even better. Ray and the Cool Cats.
I feel like it would be like a jazz band.
Ray. Oh, yes. I totally see that. That's actually what I was going for.
The jazzy band. I like it. And then Raymond can wear sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
It's beautiful.
Okay, let's pull one more question.
Trying to hold a question.
Da, da, da. Thanks, Raymond.
Thank you.
What kind of music do you like to dance to?
That's so hard. I like every music. The funny thing is, I only listened to Justin Bieber music for a good portion of my life, didn't listen to anything else, and then I didn't. Like, then I branched out into other musics, and then I was like, there's so many cool, wicked songs out here, I can't decide. But, like, sometimes I like to dance to African beats, sometimes I like Bollywood, sometimes I have my own roots, which is Greek, which I'm half Greek, I like to listen to that too. And I also like rock and roll, good hard rock and roll is fun to dance to, hip-hop, rap, you name it. I like everything. I guess my answer is, it depends on my mood and how much sleep I've had. Because even if I haven't slept, I still want to dance. I dance all the time.
Yes, yes. Oh, what about you, Raymond? What's your go-to dancing song or dancing genre of music?
For me, I would like the any kind of music, especially country song, rock, pop song, especially I like the ABBA music.
That's cool. Oh, I love ABBA too.
Me too. That's definitely so good dancing music. I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
You got it, Raymond. You got it down pat.
Love it. Okay. Let's pull one more. And then we're going to swap for one more fellow. So, Raymond, if you could pull a question.
You don't want to pull a question?
Pull a question?
And the hat.
One more.
And
the
hat.
Of course. The name of the show. What's
in the hat?
If your favorite food was a power-up in a video game, what special ability would it give you?
Oh. Like a special building?
Oh, a special, ability.
Oh, ability.
Oh,
Oh, that's neat. That's a good question, actually.
Mine would be kombucha, because I love kombucha, and that would power me up to... I don't know, not need sleep or something. And I could just and I have very good gut health. So that would be great.
I like a lot of foods, but again, I'm being biased here. Because I'm half Greek, I like pasticho. It's like a noodle casserole dish with bechamel sauce and meat. So it's really good.
Okay.
If you eat that. But anyways, everything is good. But I would give me the power to become the female version of the Hulk. That's what I want to be sometimes, to conquer the world.
And last thing, Raymond, what would be your power-up food? And what ability would it give you?
Well, for me, I would eat if my favorite food was beef. I would make my muscles powerful and make myself beefy and strong.
Great
answer.
So cute. Great answer. Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for this episode of What's in the Hat. If anyone hasn't heard our show before, we are the Social Media Fellowship, and we're here at CITR on 101.9 FM. Come check us out. We're at social.media.fellows on Instagram, and we post lots of fun content about the disability community, but also about everything that's going on in Vancouver. And yeah, you can catch more of us there. And hope you have a nice rest of your day. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.